You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Scott Hodge, president of the Tax Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts as Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke today says that it would be a good idea for Congress and the president to consider another economic stimulus package in order to boost the nation's fragile economic health. And Scott, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Is it a good time for a new stimulus package, or does it just depend on what's in it?
Well, I'm very worried about Chairman Bernanke's statements. He's essentially given the keys to the liquor cabinet to a bunch of teenagers by signaling to Congress that they can go full speed ahead with a whole new package of spending under the guise of being stimulus. And this is a Congress that's been out of control with government spending for the last couple of years, and the economy is slowing down. So if government spending were the key to economic growth, we should be humming right now rather than just the opposite. So I think we need a brand new tactic if we're serious about jumpstarting the economy for the long term. And we have to remember that a lot of the spending proposals that Democrats in Congress are talking about in particular are long-term projects, infrastructure projects that take years to go from the drawing board to fruition. So they're hardly going to have any short-term impact whatsoever. So I think the chairman has made a wrong move here. I don't think he understands the political dynamics on Capitol Hill. And again, I think he's just given license to spend to people who have been overspending to begin with.
Well, what's your sense on this right now, Scott, as far as basically the White House, Congress, apparently now the Fed, basically saying that the way to restore the economy is through government spending? What should they be saying either instead of that or in addition to that?
Well, this is clearly old-style 1930s Keynesian economics in which everyone thought the key to economic prosperity was through the government. I think it's a wrong direction. I think it's the kind of direction we've seen fail in other countries, whether it's Japan or Italy or Germany or elsewhere. I think we need to rethink the way that we both spend and tax. Right now, the tax code is an absolute mess and is dragging down the economy. The U.S. has one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world, which is harming the economy's ability to compete in the global marketplace. We have the second highest overall corporate tax rate among industrialized countries. It's no wonder American companies are struggling to compete globally and, in some cases, shipping jobs overseas. If we want to see that those jobs come back, if we want to see investment growing the United States, we ought to be slashing the corporate tax rate. This is what other countries are doing. Germany, for instance, has just announced they're going to look at a series of tax cuts for both businesses and individuals as a way to jumpstart their economy, not new spending.
Scott, given the reaction to Bernanke's statement today, both from congressional leaders and from the White House, which is a little more cautious but still is open to the idea of another stimulus package, assuming they do end up going forward and doing something, how big would you like it or how small would you like it to be, and what should it consist of?
Well, it's hard to believe that, you look back at the last stimulus plan we had in the spring, which was $168 billion, and by most estimates, it had very little impact on stimulating the economy. A lot of people took that cash through that tax rebate and put it back on credit card debt or other sorts of debt, which is great for their own household balance sheets, but does nothing to stimulate the economy. And I think we have to rethink this. Should we just open the keys to the Treasury and start spending willy-nilly under the guise that's going to stimulate the economy? I just really think we ought to question, especially now that the government is already in hock at well over $700 billion, and the deficit next year could soar to well above a half a trillion. That's pretty frightening. If the economy's not rolling with those kind of deficits, more spending is not going to be any more helpful.
Scott, what about tax cuts? You mentioned that some European countries were looking in that direction. You mentioned that we have the second highest level of business taxes in the industrialized world. Senator Obama has said that number is a little bit deceiving because of all the loopholes that have been put into the tax code, and he plans to close those. So what's the best way to go about tax cutting if Congress does indeed end up going in that direction?
Well, I honestly believe that broad-based tax cuts, both for corporations and for individuals, are the key to growing this economy again. And, the heck with all of those who are using the class warfare cudgel against trying to do the right thing. And we've got to understand that businesses drive the economy, they drive employment, they drive hiring, and right now we have a tax system that's strangling not only our larger businesses who are trying to compete in the global marketplace, but also our smaller mom and pop shops who are being strangled by a tax code is simply making them uncompetitive locally. So I think broad-based fundamental tax reform is the key here. Let's move to some sort of a flat tax, cut the corporate rate, and get the economy going again. The last thing we need is more spending. That just gives power to bureaucrats and politicians and not to real people.
In terms of the impact this could have on our long-term future, if in fact we have the initial economic stimulus package, which you mentioned, $168 billion, we just had $750 billion in bailout legislation, and now if we throw a few hundred billion more at this problem, what's it going to do for our red ink, not only in the immediate future, but down the line as well?
Well, it's quite staggering, and whatever sort of short-term economic growth comes out of it is really at the expense of our children and grandchildren. Let's not forget, this is all borrowed money that has to get paid back by somebody, and it ain't going to be the current crop of workers. It's going to be tomorrow's workers and our grandchildren, and we ought to think twice about whether we should trade off this kind of short-term stimulus for the long-term pain that we're going to inflict on them. They're going to have less prosperous lifestyles because we're being greedy and trying to have it now.
Scott, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, thank you very much for your time and your insight.
Thanks, Greg.
Scott Hodges, president of the Tax Foundation here in Washington. This is Dateline Washington.